Hello, and welcome to show number 2452 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy. And for our final episode of this year, our 14th year, we have something a little different for you.
This year, we will have two pairs of artificial intelligence-powered podcast hosts talk about Eyes on Success and its creators. Then we'll unveil a fresh website design for 2025 and finish with a special holiday song written, performed, and produced by Pete, celebrating multicultural seasonal holidays. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from our fictitious podcast hosts.
So today we're going to try something a little different, kind of a tip of the week.
Oh, fun.
Sort of like how Eyes on Success kicks off each episode.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know, it's a good way to just offer some practical advice and maybe spark some inspiration for our listeners.
Exactly. So for my tip this week, I'm actually going to recommend a podcast.
Okay.
Eyes on Success.
Oh, nice.
They've been around for over 13 years, but here's the best part. Their website, eyesonsuccess.net, has this incredibly detailed searchable archive.
That's a game changer for finding exactly what you're looking for.
Oh, absolutely. You can search by keyword, topic, even just by show number if you're feeling old school. I spend hours getting lost in there.
I can imagine.
It's like having this personalized library.
Yeah.
Right at your fingertips, covering everything from assistive technology to personal growth to current events that impact the visually impaired community.
And they don't just provide audio content either. Each episode has these really detailed show notes so you can easily follow along or revisit key points or find links to resources that they mention in the show.
That's so helpful, especially with a podcast that covers so many different topics.
Oh.
So that's my tip. Eyes on Success.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay.
Well, wasn't that nice? They seem to like our show.
Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Glidance, pioneers of Glide, an intelligent guide for the blind and low vision community. Glide's AI-powered technology guides you around obstacles, hazards, and more, providing audio and haptic feedback, getting you where you need to go safely and independently. More information is at glidance.io/eyes. That's glidance.io/EYES.
And by
InnoSearch AI, an accessible e-commerce tool for the blind. You can find your favorite electronics, groceries, or do some early holiday shopping at InnoSearch.ai, now partnered with over 500,000 retailers. That's InnoSearch.ai.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Okay, and we're back.
Normally, this is when we meet our guests. Today, we'll be introducing two pairs of fictitious hosts of fictitious podcasts.
The personalities that you heard giving the tip at the beginning of the show were produced using Google's Notebook LM tool, which was geared to not only answering questions about material that you put in, but it also generates a podcast, if you wish, based on that material. So that's where that came from. And we'll be hearing a little bit more from them later on when we ask them to do a podcast about the Eyes on Success show and talk about it. You'll also be hearing from another new tool that recently came out, developed by 11 Labs, that also lets you develop a podcast with AI characters by just inputting a URL or some text or a PDF or whatever. And if you're interested more in Notebook LM, we did an episode on that a couple of months ago in episode 2442. So check that out.
Support for Eyes on Success comes from our listeners and corporate sponsors.
For more information about airing promotional items on the show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
This week's focus topic is our annual year-end show about Eyes on Success. And in later segments, we'll share some exciting news about our newly updated website and end with a multicultural holiday song. But first, here's the podcast generated by Google Notebook LM talking about Eyes on Success. Pete's been having a lot of fun playing with these recently made available artificial intelligence tools. Why don't you tell people how you made this?
Well, just to give people an idea of how easy this really is, once you're in Notebook LM, what I did was just paste in the URLs of all of the pages of our Eyes on Success website. And then I just hit the button to say, generate a podcast. And this is what came out, with a few edits because it got a little long.
Okay, so this time on our deep dive, we're going behind the scenes of a podcast.
Ooh, meta.
Right. We're looking at Eyes on Success. And I think one of the things that makes this podcast so special is the hosts, Peter and Nancy Torpy.
What's their story?
Well, they're actually a husband and wife team. And Peter has been blind since birth while Nancy is sighted.
So they bring kind of two sides of the coin to the table.
Yeah, and not just that. They both have PhDs in physics.
Get out of here.
Seriously. And they both had these super successful careers at Xerox Corporation.
Wow, talk about an overachieving couple.
Right. But I think that really comes through in the way they approach the podcast. You know, they've interviewed everyone from blind athletes.
Blind athletes? Like, what kind of sports are we talking?
We're talking marathons, triathlons.
No way.
Way. And they've also interviewed musicians, chefs. There's this one episode about a blind piano technician.
How do you even do that?
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But they get into it. You know, the techniques, the adaptations. It's fascinating.
So they cover kind of the inspirational side, but also the really practical day-to-day stuff.
Oh, for sure. They've got episodes on navigating airports, mm-hmm. using ride-sharing services, like even just tips for cooking when you can't see.
That's so important to have that kind of practical advice.
Totally. And that's what I love about this deep dive is there's something here for everyone. Whether you're visually impaired yourself, or you know someone who is, or you just want to learn more about how people adapt and thrive, Eyes on Success has got you covered. And that's something that Eyes on Success does really well. They tackle not just the personal side of living with vision loss, but also the professional side. Like, they even have episodes about accessible coding.
No way. So, like, how to code even if you can't see the screen in the traditional way.
Yes. And they interview people who are actually doing it, you know, who are making a living as coders, writers, all sorts of things.
It's amazing. It opens up a whole world of possibilities.
Exactly. Totally. Oh, and then there's this episode about prosthetic eyes and anaplastology.
Anaplastology, that sounds intense. What is that exactly?
So it's the art and science of creating these realistic prostheses, like artificial eyes.
And they went on to talk about the specifics of a number of other shows.
It's amazing how they cover such a wider range of topics on this podcast. There's something for everyone.
Right. We've got extreme sports, music and the arts, science and technology, daily living, you name it. They've probably got an episode on it.
So they're not just telling stories. They're giving people practical information, resources, a sense of community. It's fantastic.
Exactly. It's not just about living with vision loss. It's about living life to the fullest. And Eyes on Success is there every step of the way. It's really inspiring to see how they empower people.
Totally. And they don't just leave you hanging. They have really good show notes, like with every episode. It's like bonus content.
It's true. Links, contact info, all that good stuff.
Super helpful.
Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, they went on to describe some of the awards that we've gotten. And I'd just like to comment, it looks like we stopped getting awards, in particular from IAAIS, the International Association of Audio Information Services. And that's true, but that's because they stopped passing out awards.
It's clear they put a lot of love into every aspect of Eyes on Success. And speaking of love, they've received a ton of recognition over the years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. They've won a bunch of awards.
Like what? Tell me everything.
Well, for starters, they've won the International Association of Audio Information Services Program of the Year Award 3 times.
3 times. That's amazing. What were the winning episodes about?
Well, in 2012, they won for an episode about downloading and reading books on a smartphone. Then in 2016, they won for an episode about currency identification. And then in 2017, they snagged the award again for an episode about low vision optometry.
Wow, what a range. It shows they're covering important ground. What other accolades have they received?
Let's see. In 2015, AFB's Vision Aware named Eyes on Success their Agency of the Month.
Hold on. Agency of the Month. But they're a podcast, not an agency, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it was a big deal. It was the first time they gave the award to an organization that wasn't an actual agency.
Wow. Talk about breaking boundaries. They must have been honored.
Oh, I'm sure they were. And then, back in 2011, they won the WXXI Radio Producers Award.
Impressive. So they've got the recognition to back up their passion.
Absolutely. They're not just talking the talk. They're walking the walk. They're making a real difference in the lives of people with vision loss. You know, it's incredible how much one podcast can achieve.
Right. It really speaks to the power of this kind of platform, especially for communities that don't always get a lot of mainstream representation.
Totally.
Then they talked about our logo, which we are very fond of.
Speaking of commitment, have you seen their logo?
Oh, yeah. It's so simple, but it's really effective.
It's like, what is it, a black square with the letters EOS in silver?
Yeah, and those letters stand for something, right?
They do. Eos is also the Greek goddess of the dawn.
Oh, right. Right. Symbolizing new beginnings, hope, all that.
Exactly. And then there are these cool silver lines coming out from the bottom of the O, like rays of sunshine.
It's perfect. It's like a visual representation of what the show is all about.
And get this, their daughter designed it.
No way. That's so cool.
I know, right? It's a real family affair.
You may have noticed that we frequently announce our supporters. And here's what Notebook LM had to say about that.
Now, I know producing a podcast, especially one that's been running for over a decade, takes a lot of work, time, and resources. How does Eyes on Success keep going?
That's a great question, and it's something they're very upfront about. Like a lot of independent podcasts, they rely on listeners and sponsors.
So how can people chip in if they love the show?
Well, they have a listener support section right on their website, eyesonsuccess.net. You can donate through PayPal if you're feeling generous.
Easy peasy. What about sponsorships? Do they have information on their website for that?
Absolutely. They have a whole section on sponsorships, different ways organizations can get involved, you know, on-air announcements, website mentions, the whole shebang.
So they've got a pretty solid system set up.
Yeah. They've done a really good job of making it sustainable.
It really shows their commitment to the show and to the community.
And we would just like to say that we are very grateful to all of our supporters, whether it's an individual who's sent in a contribution or a company or other provider who's sponsored various episodes of the show. It is our pleasure to help publicize some of these valuable services and products. And we also acknowledge that we really benefit from the financial support. It enables us to pay for web hosting, buy an occasional pair of headphones or a microphone, and we are very grateful. And this year's sponsors, you heard us announce InnoSearch and Glidance at the beginning of the show, but earlier we were sponsored by Biped, which produces a navigational aid, Hable One, the portable Braille keyboard, Listen Later, which converts audio or text into a podcast format, and Top Tech Tidbits and Access Information News.
And oh, by the way, some of our sponsors have offered promotional links on our website, where if you use those links, you'll get a discount on the service and you'll also help support the show. And one of those is for the Hable One Braille keyboard, and the other one is for the InnoSearch accessible shopping experience.
And here is how our fictitious friends from Notebook LM summed up their podcast.
We've been exploring the amazing work of Eyes on Success, a podcast that really shines a light on the limitless potential of the visually impaired community. A huge thanks to Eyes on Success for inspiring us today with their stories of resilience and innovation and the power of human potential. Be sure to check out their website. It's www.eyesonsuccess.net and subscribe to their podcast for more great content.
And to everyone listening, keep those eyes on success and never stop exploring the world with curiosity and an open mind.
And we'll see you all back here next week for another deep dive into a topic that's sure to expand your horizons. Until then, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
And finally, we have an example of a generated podcast made with the 11 Labs tool. And what I did to create this was only put in the URL of our main page, not all the other additional pages. And here's how it came out.
What do you think is the broader impact of a podcast like this?
I think the impact is profound. By sharing these stories and information week after week, they're not just informing their audience, they're changing perceptions and expectations. They're showing that vision loss doesn't have to be a barrier to success, whether that's in a career, in pursuing hobbies, or in fully participating in one's spiritual life. For many listeners, learning about a new piece of assistive technology or hearing someone's success story could be truly life-changing.
That's a powerful message. And I imagine it's not just beneficial for those with vision loss. How do you think it impacts sighted listeners?
You're absolutely right. For sighted listeners, it's an opportunity to gain a better understanding of the challenges and triumphs of the visually impaired community. That kind of awareness is crucial for building a more inclusive society. Podcasts like Eyes on Success play an important role in bridging gaps in understanding and promoting empathy.
That's such an important point. It's easy to overlook the challenges faced by others if we're not exposed to them. Do you think this model could be applied to other areas or communities?
Definitely. The success of Eyes on Success really highlights the potential impact that dedicated individuals can have when they commit to serving their community. There are certainly other groups that face unique challenges and could benefit from a platform to share resources and success stories. It's a model that could be adapted to address a wide range of issues and communities.
That's an inspiring thought. It really shows the power of media to create positive change. As we start to wrap up, what do you think is the key takeaway from the story of Eyes on Success?
I think the key takeaway is the importance of accessible information, whether it's through podcasts like Eyes on Success, innovative technologies, or community initiatives. Ensuring that everyone has access to the information they need is crucial for building an inclusive society. It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in creating a world that works for everyone, regardless of physical abilities.
Well said. It's about recognizing the diverse needs in our communities and taking action to address them, whether that's supporting initiatives like Eyes on Success, advocating for accessibility, or simply being more mindful in our daily lives.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing the power of persistence and passion. Peter and Nancy Torpy have been consistently producing this podcast for over a decade, making a real difference in people's lives week after week. It's a testament to what can be achieved when you combine expertise, personal experience, and a commitment to serving others.
That's truly inspiring. It makes you wonder what other untapped potential is out there, waiting for someone to take the initiative and make a difference.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think it's time we sign off. But before we go, I want to encourage our listeners to think about how they might be able to make a difference in their own communities. Whether it's related to accessibility, spirituality, or another important issue, we all have the potential to create positive change.
That's a great call to action. And for those who are interested in learning more about assistive technologies and success stories in the visually impaired community, Eyes on Success sounds like an excellent resource to check out.
Definitely. It's a reminder that there's always more to learn and more ways to grow in our understanding and empathy. Thanks for joining us on Gen FM, where we explore the stories that shape our world. Until next time, keep your eyes on success and your hearts open to new perspectives.
And your ears tuned for more inspiring stories. Take care, everyone.
So those are some examples of what you can do with some of these new AI tools. Pretty simple, and they come back with some pretty compelling results.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Now for this week's final item, I'm sure you've been waiting for this. We redid our website, finally. We initially put the website together almost 14 years ago, and it was very basic, very bare bones, and then it grew and grew and grew and got less and less manageable, and we finally got around to improving it.
And we used an interesting technique. We actually input our webpage, which, as Nancy said, was kind of sloppy, into ChatGPT, copied in the HTML, and gave it the prompt saying something like, "This is a messy web page with a lot of subsections. I'd like you to reorganize the web page, come up with some sub web pages connected to the main page to make it more navigable and easy for people to navigate." And voila, what ChatGPT output was a nice, clean web page, all the HTML, and the HTML for various subpages that were connected to the web page.
And of course, it wasn't perfect, so we had to put in additional work. But we think you'll be very pleased with the results. It's a lot cleaner, less cluttered, and easier to get around and find what you're looking for.
And Nancy was very sensitive to make it usable by not only blind people who use screen readers, but people with low vision, making sure the colors are right, the sizes of fonts were right. So hopefully this new web page is a lot easier and more pleasant for people to work with.
So check it out at www.eyesonsuccess.net. That's about the only thing we didn't change is the name of the web page. And on it, you can find all different ways of how to connect with the show, social media, subscribing to the podcast. There's detailed instructions for that. There's some information we've put together with resources for people with vision loss. So check out the new website.
And if you have questions or suggestions for us, you can send them to
hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. We love hearing from our listeners.
And if you'd like to discuss some of this on our discussion group and connect with other listeners, you can join that group by sending an email to eos_discuss+subscribe@googlegroups.com. And you'll be able to write your views and share them with other people that way.
And if you just want to subscribe to a very low traffic announcements only list, you will get an announcement of each week's show, plus maybe 2, 3, 4 other notes during the year if we think something important happened. And to get onto that list, you send an email to eyesonsuccess+subscribe@googlegroups.com.
And of course, you can find us all over social media.
We are on Facebook at Eyes on Success, YouTube. We have a channel at Eyes on Success. And when we picked the name, we didn't realize somebody else had already picked it on Twitter, now X. So we had to insert an underscore, and we are at _EyesOnSuccess. But there are links to all of those at the bottom of our new webpage.
And we certainly enjoy hearing from people. And we get lots of suggestions, both about topics people would like to hear about on the show and people we should interview. So keep those coming along.
And we would like to thank all of you again for your support, whether it's giving us ideas, commenting on the show, donating, whatever. We appreciate it. It's you people out there that make the work we put into Eyes on Success well worth it and very gratifying. So thank you. And we would like to end this show with a special audio holiday gift from us to you. This is a piece called A Tapestry of Traditions that Pete composed, performed, produced, and we hope you like it. So thank you for 14 years of great experiences.
And we wish all of our listeners a happy holiday, no matter how they celebrate it.
In the heart of winter, a magical time, when snowflakes glisten and church bells chime, we gather round the fire, our loved ones near, but let's remember something important this year. Christmas is special, that's surely true, but other holidays are celebrated too, around the world in many different ways. Let's honor them all in these festive days. Hanukkah lights, they twinkle so bright, 8 nights of wonder, a beautiful sight. families gather to share and to pray. In the warmth of their love, they find their own way. Kwanzaa brings unity, heritage, and light. A seven-day festival, a joyous rite. With candles aglow and Kanara on display, a celebration of culture in a unique way. Christmas is special, that's surely true, but other holidays are celebrated too, around the world in many different ways. Let's honor them all in these festive days. Festival of lights so grand in India and beyond across the land. The triumph of good over darkness it stands. With lamps and sweets it unites all hands. Yule and solstice for some are divine, as nature's cycles they truly define. The rebirth of the sun and the promise of spring, in ancient traditions their praises we sing. Christmas is special, that's surely true, but other holidays are celebrated too, around the world in many different ways. Let's honor them all in these festive days. Enlightenment's grace for Buddhists, a time to seek their own space. With meditation and wisdom they find their own path. In this tapestry of faiths we all have a chance. Noel and New Year for some they hold dear, with fireworks and festivals to ring in the year. A time to reflect, set new goals and aspire. In cultures worldwide, they light up the fire. Christmas is special, that's surely true, but other holidays are celebrated too, around the world in many different ways. Let's honor them all in these festive days. Come together in peace and in cheer, with open hearts let's make it clear, that while Christmas is cherished, let love light our way, to honor all holidays every day, to honor all holidays every day.
That's it for today's show and for 2024. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Ali Edwards Cave about his relationship with Lucy Edwards, who suddenly went blind just months into their relationship when they were both teenagers. And we'll discuss various aspects of a partnership between a blind person and a sighted person. And in their case, at the very beginning, when they were very young, and the week after, in our case, we've been at it for over 40 years, and we're not so young anymore.
So thanks for joining us for this episode, and we hope we'll catch you all again for 2025.